Typically, you'll boot it up when you first get it, boot it into Windows, let it call home to Microsoft or whatever, and then that kind of like registers the hardware with their database. So the next time you go install Windows, it automatically knows. So every computer out there has got like a unique identifier. They call it UUID or something like that, and it's built into the it's actually like in your processor. It's like every processor's got like a kind of like a unique identifier that technically can't be duplicated. So they always like key off of that, and maybe like the hard drive or something like that. They'll like take a combo of that. But anyways, you have a call home once so that it's like registered with like Microsoft, and then you can go and just do whatever you want to, put Linux on it and whatever. But if you ever wanted to go back to Windows, you could load it, or you could, you know, back up with it. But I think that's how it works. But they used to be that way. I don't know if they've changed it. So I may be speaking wrong here.